Well, Ty Berry now joins us from Washington. He's an activist with Code Pink to discuss this further. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Berry. Now, looking at the stance of Pakistan's would-be prime minister, so to speak, the words aren't any different from what we've heard before from the Zardari government. But do you think this will set a more serious tone in the days to come?
No, not really. I think there might have been a chance had Imran Khan won the election. He said, and without a doubt, he would end the drone strikes. He would ask the United States to discontinue all drone strikes. But I think that the Nawaz Sharif government is going to carry on. And as you said, this is supposed to be an ally of ours, Pakistan. And instead, we're treating it like it's an enemy of our country by continuing with these drone strikes, even though three times their parliament has unanimously voted to say to the United States government, no more drone strikes. They couldn't be any more clearer. This new president that's coming forward, Nawaz Sharif, needs to be clear with the United States. They will no longer tolerate this incursion onto their sovereign rights, that the United States should discontinue its covert under the CIA drone strikes in Pakistan.
But surely ties have been strained between America and Pakistan over these drone strikes over the years, among other issues as well. Considering now a new government is coming, do you think there will be a move on the part of the U.S. officials to try and placate the new government and restart ties on a new footing?
No, absolutely not. As a matter of fact, I think the United States is willing and is ready to up the ante. I think they're going to continue with the drone strikes and maybe do more. I think they can no longer bring to capture prisoners and take them to Guantanamo, which is a black site where there is no laws and humanitarian or human rights violations are happening daily. They no longer can have that. It's an embarrassment to the Barack Obama administration. So they will continue this policy of just kill whoever is of military age, or they use these what they call signature strikes, where they decide that these people are moving in a way that doesn't comport with the way the United States believes people should be moving about in the Northwest provinces. And they will continue with their drone strikes, not only in Pakistan, but Yemen, Somalia, wherever in the world they decide they want to kill people. It just seems that they've gotten away with it, and they will continue to go on that path because it seems to be the least resistant path.
And very quickly, if you can, Mr. Berry, considering how President Zardari's party lost these general elections because of their stance with regards to U.S. relations and the drone strikes, do you think this new incoming government hasn't calculated the risks it will politically hold to allow these drone strikes to continue?
Well, I think the Zardari government had other problems, the economic problems in Pakistan, the fact that they are a strong country with a large population, and they have the ability to compete in the same arena of economics as India does. But Pakistan is stuck in this 30-year war that they've been allowing the United States to take place on their sovereign property, their nation. And I don't see an end to this. I think that the United States has its hooks in Pakistan, and they will continue to force the government through political pressure and through monetary pressure to continue the incursions into Pakistan and to continue to force Pakistan down a very, very dark, dangerous road. The insurgents are coming directly from the drone strikes. They get strength from the fact of going to the people and saying, see, your government is allowing Americans to continue killing people in your homes, and they will never stop until we take over. And this is where it's going if the United States isn't careful.
Okay, activist with Code Pink, Ty Berry there. Thank you very much for joining us here on Press TV, sir.